There's a story you once told, and it had to do with World War II.
And oh, you were I know the one about the dentist.
Yes, this thing is stranger than fiction.
Well, it's true. To make it short, I had some dental work to be done. You know, they put in temporary fillings, and I had never had it done before. What is it? Lead?
I think in those days they were putting in temporary lead fillings.
Yeah. It was quite a while ago.
During the war.
Yeah. And
World War II.
Yes. And I had several, upper and lower. And I went to work that day, and I got home very late. And it was, I don't remember what year, but it was after they had taken the Japanese out of California and unfortunately put them in the camps, which was a very sad time in California. And we were all on our guard, you know, about many things. There had been a Japanese submarine sighted in Santa Barbara, and a Japanese fighter plane had been sighted going over our home one evening. It was touchy times. Anyway, this particular night was about 1:15, and I was driving alone. I had 35 miles to drive, and it wasn't any fun. It was just a normal night. I wasn't frightened or anything. I was just driving along, and a road that I'd taken many times, and all of a sudden, I heard music. But I mean, with a great beat, you know, and I looked down to turn off my radio, and it wasn't on. And I turned around and looked to see if there's anyone behind me, and the music was getting louder and louder and louder, and I realized it was in my mouth. And it was beating in my ears. I could hear the tune and everything. I recognized the tune. And then it started to fade out.
Yeah.
What the hell was that? You know, what could it possibly be? And I didn't know what it was. So the next day I mentioned it at the studio to Buster Keaton. And he said, what street were you on? Moore Park? And I said, yes. He said, you went by the radio station. You picked it up. Well, you got any fillings? I said, yes. He said, you picked it up in your teeth. Well, I could hardly wait to go by there again. And I didn't go by at the same time of night, so nothing happened. Right. There was no music playing, but I could hardly wait.
Call in a request.
Right. But about 5 nights later, because I had to wait, I don't know, a couple weeks for those teeth that we were getting fixed. I was going up another street, almost home, and I was passing 4 vacant lots that were all raised so they could build the Birmingham Hospital. And as I went by there, I heard, I'm picking it up with my teeth.
You mean?
Yes. And I stopped the car. Then I looked around, the Morse code, like. And I backed the car up, and it got stronger and stronger, and I kept on backing it up until it really got strong, and my whole jaw was vibrating, like this. And then I got the hell out of there. I went boom, like this, because it was very late. And I couldn't wait to get back to MGM the next morning and tell the security office, and they found an underground Japanese transmitting
radio station.
Honest to God.
That is is that a great story?
But then they just found it was one of the gardeners calling one of his friends.
Oh, now wait a minute.
No,
but they
true.
Really yeah. And they captured them and they you helped
I don't know what happened to them. I just turned it over.
Let's have a look at those teeth that helped win the war.
Ha 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 ha!